Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. I heard the political pundit Mark Shields speak recently. He was at the University of Southern Maine as part of a program celebrating the 100th birthday of Edmund Muskie. He talked about money in American politics. He pleaded for a huge and clearly understood scandal that would propel Americans into reform. This made me uneasy. If a huge scandal is the only way to get campaign finance reform passed, should I hope for a scandal? Should I wish to see a scandal so clear and disgusting that a political earthquake would shake the ground so violently that new ground rules would be set so Americans could get back to political campaigns that were not so dominated by money? But should I desire upheaval and trauma? Can't reform be accomplished through Congress or citizens or public interest lobbies or grassroots media or state and local governments or all or a combination of them? Yes, but those may not be enough. Here are some overall spending projections for the midterm congressional elections from the Center for Responsive Politics. The Republicans and their allies, $1.75 billion. For the Democrats and their allies, $1.64 billion. Really? Since the middle of 2009, the median household income in America has decreased. No haircut for campaign spending. Let some members of the Supreme Court call these numbers a splendid expression of freedom. I think they are repulsive and nauseating. But I come back to this. How can one consciously wish for a painful event to happen? One can, if experiencing the pain is the only way to get better. As American politics rolls on, reform efforts continue. I applaud them. Here's one to check out, movetoamend.org. But maybe we should also just wait until the you-know-what hits the fan. Because, with the dynamics in motion, I see we are heading to that messy explosion. Well, thanks for listening, and feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.